This week's tow away showroom have been sponsored by Men's World of 241 Golders Green Road. Ches Nisan, Tuesday the 12th of April, Rabbi Yehoshua Frickers, Mechiras Chometz, Understanding the Small Print.
Okay, good morning. I'd like to thank Tow Away for giving me the opportunity again to share with you Dvar Halacha. Now the topic, Mechiras Chometz, Understanding the Small Print. Before we begin, in order to understand the context of what we're going to deal with today, it's important to have understand the basic procedure that we do every year in Mechiras Chometz. In fact, the Mechiras Chometz consists of two components. Firstly, one goes to the Rav, and usually, often one will sign a shtar. Some are very simple, some are more elaborate. But basically, one is appointing him a shliach. One is not selling to the Rav the Chometz. One is appointing the Rav a shliach, and is your agent now to go ahead and sell the chometz, your chometz, everyone's chometz who's representing, to the goy. So the first shtar, often is a shtar, is called the shtar hashor. It's giving him the power of attorney, and he can now go, he's got the right to sell your chometz as he sees fits, in the way that he sees fit, according to halacha. That is the first stage, and that's what most of us do with the rov. The second stage is when the Rav then goes, signs the document you have in front of you, and actually does the transaction with the goy. That is called the Shtar Mechira. And that is what we're going to deal with today. So, the title, Understanding the Small Print, as you've seen, there's an awful lot of small prints in the Shtar Mechira. And we can't cover all the details of the Shtar Mechira. What we're going to focus on today is on what lies at the heart of the sale, of the transaction, and that is the kinyonim. As we know, a kinyon is an act one has to do to trigger a transfer of ownership. According to halacha, it cannot be done just verbally. An agreement does not perform the transfer of ownership. One has to do a ma'isa kinyon. So we shall see the kinyonim that are utilized in the shtar, and that's what we're going to deal with today. So I'd like to stress that we're focusing on how we sell, not what to sell. We're going to focus on the Chosh Mishpa aspect of the sale, not the Erechayim, the Hilchas Pesach. In other words, for what to sell, whether one has to sell cosmetics, soaps, things like that, that obviously one everyone has to consult their own. That's not the topic of today. So the objective of the shir is to understand three things. Firstly, understand the kinyonim that we are utilizing in the mechira, to understand the kinyonim. And second of all, to understand why we have various kinyonim. Why is it not sufficient with one kinyon? And third of all, we have to understand why those kinyonim, why dafka the kinyonim that are involved. What's special about these kinyonim in the shtar? Those are three things we'll try and cover today. So the starting point of the whole of the inyan really is built around the idea that whilst we have a whole array of kinyonim in the Torah, they have to be valid for the mechiras chometz. They have to fulfill two basic criteria. Firstly, they have to be appropriate for the typical scenarios encountered in selling chometz. Means, for example, normally a person doesn't just go to his goyish next door neighbor and sell his chometz. It's usually done on a large scale, appointing a rov to do it on one's behalf. So we'll see that as ramifications regarding which kinyon one can use. So that's the first criteria one has to make sure to fulfill. It has to be appropriate for the scenarios encountered in selling chometz. And second of all, very importantly, is the kinyon has to be valid for a sale with a non-Jew, for a transaction with a non-Jew. That's a very important second criteria. There is a third criteria which we will see, which will be a subject of debate. Hopefully we'll be able to address it. And that is, we'll have to see whether the kinyan is deraisa or drabonon. We're going to go a little bit maybe into that if we can. But that is three things we're going to be looking out for. Kinyan has to be appropriate for the matias, for what's involved with the sale of the chometz. Second one has to be appropriate for non-Jew. And then a third aspect, which we'll see, will be we have to look at whether it's deraisa or drabonon. So the game plan is how we're going to approach this. We're going to first see what the kinyonim available are, what kinyonim are available to us. Then we're going to look at the source of the kinyonim. We're going to give a brief synopsis of each kinyon and understand what it is, and analyze which boxes can be ticked regarding these three criteria. And then as the shtar is in front of you, we'll try and identify in the shtar these kinyonim. So I'd just like to maybe ask the Olam here, let's see how many kinyonim we can come up with. Especially without looking at the paper. Mashicha. Well, Mashicha and Hagbah really are one, but that's also essentially the same kinyon, just something which is heavy, one doesn't lift up, one pulls. Okay, so we... Yes, sir? Chotzer. Chalipin. Very good. Star. Yeah, we'll talk about all kinyonim. I want to hear all the kinyonim there are in Halacha. Well, it's Karka Metaltalin. Aga, very good. Okay, we said Chalipin. Okay, there's three more. That's Chalipin. Yeah, that's Chalipin. Okay, there's three more, maybe more, or rather obscure ones, which one doesn't really encounter every day. I have to just. Sorry? No, that's maybe a type of chazoka, maybe, if it works. Okay, so another three. One is called Odisa. We're going to explain what that is when we get to it. Another one is Situmta, which basically that is what's the minhag in the shuk. What's the custom how to do transfer of ownership in the markets? And then the third one, which is Ma'amad Shloshton, which is, we'll also describe what that is. But those are, so all in all, I've counted, this is that, there's 10 kinyonim. Okay? We're going to go through them, but there's 10 kinyonim available in Halacha. We'll see that we can eliminate immediately a few of them, because obviously when we're dealing with chometz, we're dealing with metaltalin, right? We're dealing with metaltalin, chometz can only be metaltalin. So some of these were only valid for karka, and that is the shtar and chazoka. Essentially those two, they're only applicable for karka. So that we can put aside. Sorry? Very good, yes. But in other words, when it comes to selling the chometz, that will be just a way of selling the chometz, the metaltalin. We do schiras. I mean, he has to rent the karka, and through renting the karka, we'll see how he's koina the metaltalin. But when it comes to keeping koina karka, that isn't much more clear how a goy can do it. So we're going to leave that aside, because a goy kinyan karka is much more clear cut. We'll focus on the kinyan available for metaltalin. Okay, so we'll begin with the source of the idea, the concept of mechiras chometz, and that is. So the sources are Tosefta, scroll down to Tosefta, and Yerushalmi. We'll just read out the Shulchan Aruch, how he brings it down. It says, "The Imachroi, if you sold a Nosna, gave a Leinei Hudi to non Jewish Mechutz Labai, is Kodim HaPesach, before Pesach, Afa Pisha Yisrael Makiro Leinei Hudi, even though the Jew knows the non Jew, Yerdea Boy, Shalo Yiga Boy Klal, he knows that this non Jew will not touch the Chometz Klal at all. Eloi Shemarenu Loi, but will keep it for him ad la'achar Pesach, v'yachzo yinenu Loi, but return him after Pesach muta." So it's brought down clearly that the fact that we know we're going to get it back does not invalidate the sale. Now, we're not going to go into that aspect. This is a shaila many people have. Many people think there's a big problem because Choms looks like one big haroma, maybe like a legal fiction. It doesn't have any validity at all. But just briefly, the Yisoid is that since one is not restricting the rights of the non-Jew, he essentially can come and take it. There's nothing at all which can prevent him. You've done the sale, if you do it kahalocha with all the kinyonim, you haven't kept for yourselves any rights to it which can prevent him exercising his rights. Stays recognize the sale. What your intentions are, you know you'll get it back after Pesach, it does not invalidate, there's no effect on the sale. This could either be because Varim Shavlevi Enum Devarim, you've done the sale, it's clear that you wanted it. There's another Svar, Chavon Sofer says, there's an overriding umdana that a Jew does not want to be transgressed the Issa of Bal Yorai Bal Yimotze. So however much he wants to get it back, he definitely does want a valid sale. So that, now we can leave the issue of Haram and focus on what we want to do today, to find the Kinyonim. At the back of the sheet of the Mechira, I just put a table where, as we go along, keep clear, anyone who has pens might find it useful to tick in the boxes so we can see what we're left with. We saw the three criteria, valid for non-Jew, appropriate for sale of chametz, and deraisa or drabonon. So we shall start with the Kinyan Kesef. Now, Kinyan Kesef, the source is the Gemara Bav Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin with base, where famously there's a machlokes Rishon Rish Lakish, whether, as regarding being koina from a Jew, whether Jew transacted with a Jew, whether Kesef is koina. This is talking about metaltalin. The Kesef can be koina. So we have a pasuk written by Noah, Chi Simkru Memkal Amisecha, or Ikona Miyad Amisecha. So Rish Lakish, this is referring to a sale of metaltalin, and it says Ikona Miyad Amisecha. So Rish Lakish learns from that Miyad. It means you are passing it from hand to hand. So, other Rish Lakish interprets this pasuk as referring to a kinyan mashicha. Rav Yochanan uses that miyad for something else, and he understands that mashicha is not koina min haTorah, rather only by koina with kesef, with money. That's the raisadik of kinyan for metaltalin. Now, where does he learn kesef from? So, that's machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says he learns it from a pasuk by Hegdash and Osna kesef for komloi. And other Rishonim learn, there's no specific pasuk for kesef, but we see that the derech ha'olam is to use kesef. So that is the kinyan, that is the ideal, the raisadik of kinyan kesef. There's another, that's as regards a Jew. There is a Gemara in Bechleiras, which quotes another pasuk, which is medayek from another word in the pasuk, la'amisecha, ekona miyad amisecha. Amisecha means your fellow Jew. So this is coming to be mamai, it excludes your non-Jew. He does not have. It doesn't. This kinyan mentioned the pasuk is not valid for him. So, if we interpret this to be a pasuk referring to Mashiach, so it's clear, the Gemara in Bukhari says, what are we saying? We're saying that a Jew is coming up with Mashiach, that's how we learn from Miyad. However, a non-Jew, when we exclude the non-Jew, he cannot be coming up with Mashiach. That is definitely the Gemara in Bukhari, according to Rish Lakish, who learns the pasuk by Mashiach. Now, the Psak Halacha, Rav Rishonim passing Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos is passing Rabbi Yochanan. Most Rishonim passing Rabbi Yochanan. The Ikar Kinyan by Jew is with Kesef. Now the question is, will we then have this Miut Lamisecha also as regards to Kinyan Kesef? Because the Pasuk essentially, the Chori is not talking about Kinyan Kesef. So will we have the Lamisecha, which is in that Pasuk, will that also refer to Kesef? So Rav Rishonim do learn that. Yes, this meal, though excluding a non-Jew, applies to Kesef as well. In other words, the Kesef that the Torah prescribes as a Kinyan is only valid for a Jew, not for a non-Jew. So we would have to, Darish and the Apostle, Amistecha be Kesef, however, Goy will be with Mashiach. In other words, it's one or the other, mutually exclusive. Whatever applies for a Jew, the opposite, in other words, regarding Kesef and Mashiach, if a Jew is going with Kesef, a non-Jew has to be Mashiach. That is how Rav Rishonim learn. And the Rashi's shitta in Bechleir says that Goy can be koina with Kesef. And the big machlokes in the posim, is it because Rashi paskens as Rish Lakish, Mashiach, or maybe he holds that this drosh of Lamisecha only applies to Mashiach, not to Kesef. Be that as it may, Rav Rishonim learn that the main kinyan by a non-Jew is the Mashiach. Since Ike kinyan is like Rav Yochanan by a Jew is a Kesef, so by a non-Jew it would have to be Mashiach. So, if we tick in the box, valid for non-Jews, so Rav Rishonim hold that no, the Goy cannot be koina with Kesef. And it has to be only Mashiach. So otherwise Mashiach would be the tick, because Mashiach is the ideal kinyan with Rav Rishonim. And obviously now, as regards to whether it's appropriate for the sale of chametz, so Kesef obviously is very appropriate. That's obviously the very easiest way to do it. However, Mashiach, like we said, appropriate for the regular way it's done, nowadays, no one approaches their non-Jewish neighbor and gives them a box full of chametz. Obviously, this is not very appropriate. No non-Jew is going to go around to everyone's house to do Mashiach in order to move his chametz, or to lift it up. So Mashiach is definitely not appropriate for sale of chametz. So we've dealt with the first two, Kesef and Mashiach. And we've said the Kesef, Rav Rishonim Goy cannot be koina, Mashiach Rav Rishonim can be koina, just Mashiach is not appropriate for regular sale of chametz. The next kinyan we can turn to is chalipin. Now the pasuk, everyone famously, is from Rirus, but in my head, the Rav Boyaz and Rirus, V'zois l'fnim b'Yisrael ala gula v'ala tamura. Mora and Bamatzia Daf Nun Zayin brings that this has always been the milag. Chalipin, what does one do? The koina, well, let's say, it's the Jew, it's the non-Jew here in this situation, and he's be buying the chometz. So he would have to give you an item, a keli, it could be a tissue, it could be a pen, and the seller has to lift up the koina, this keli, the pen, or the handkerchief, and thereby he's makne back, in return he's makne back to him the chometz. That is kinyan chalipin. So the Mechaber paskins that a goy can be koin with chalipin. Considering kuf chaf gimel chesh mishpat, you can be koin with kinyan chalipin. However, the shach is choylek. Chesh is no such thing. We don't find any of the Rishonim. Nowhere do we find the concept of kinyan chalipin by a goy. We see in the Gemara, it's very specific, the kinyanim. What kinyan you can have with a goy. And it's not because we find the Jew can do the kinyan, that a goy can do it. So therefore, chalipin, he says, definitely not. And also other poskim say, he says, zois lifnim b'Yisrael, al gula v'al ha'tamura. It's written, this was a minhag by Yisrael. It says clearly, so shach rules that out. So that is for non-Jew. It says, subject to machlokes. That's definitely appropriate for the sale of chometz. And the chore, it's mashma, even though it's in Rus, the kinyan, it seems to be, this is considered the kinyan deraisa. Maybe because zois lifnim b'Yisrael, this is always how it has been. So, this is really a machloikas. And we'll see what we should do when it's a machloikas, how that will affect the halacha. Okay, the next one we can jump to, shtar chazaka, we said, is not applicable directly for the mechira of chomers. Next one we give is agav. So agav more in Kiddushin, learns also pasuk in Neviim, says, v'yitzim lahem orim v'tzur, v'yitzim lahem, I'll find the pasuk right down, v'yitzim lahem, Aviyem atonois im ori b'tsurois. So agav is, how does it work? If a person sells or gives some karka property, and he, with a kinyan, be it shtar or chazoka or kesef, and he says that I'm going to sell to you simultaneously some metaltzlin. That works. You don't need to do a separate kinyan on the metaltzlin. Since it's a bottle, the main thing here is the karka, so the metaltzlin goes with automatically. That's kinyan agav. So now, kinyan agav by a goy, so being kind of the karaka, that is not problematic. That's clear cut. If you do shtar or chazaka or kesef, a goy can definitely be kind of the karaka. So the question is, will this transfer though happen automatically? Will we have the effect of kinyan agav? So it's not clear at all in the place in the Shulchan Aruch whether kinyan agav applies to a goy. However, the tumim, Marins Aibishitz Paskins, kinyan agav does not apply to a goy. And also the psukim are written by Jews, but so he rules that it cannot be. So kinyan agav is not applicable according to the tumim for a non-Jew. Obviously, this would be appropriate because, as we see, there is a transfer of karika involved, as we'll see in the mechira. We are renting out the location of the chometz, so there is a kinyan karika taking place. However, the agav will not have it to be effective according to the tumim. Even though this is appropriate for the sale of chametz, and also there's another problem is that derabbanon. This is definitely a kinyan derabbanon. We'll see how this will affect the mechiras chametz, but there's a kinyan derabbanon. Next kinyan we'll turn to is kinyan chotzer. Kinyan chotzer, the Gemara in Bamatzia Daf Yud learns that the concept of kinyan chotzer, and there's machlokes in the Gemara how it works. It means if an item is in your falls into your property. Or so on, places, wants to give you a present, and he puts the item after the new property, so you're koina. So, one spawning more is that, conceptually, a chotzer works as a shliach, as your agent. Your property is there to work for you. So it works, it's called mitam shlichus. It works as your agent, as your shliach. That's how your chotzer can work. There's another way a chotzer can work, which more is if the chotzer is adjacent to you, you're standing right next to the chotzer, or in the chotzer, it works as yad. So as though it's been put in your hand. Your chotzer, your house, as long as you're in the house, it works as your hand, as the article has been put in your hand, directly in your hand. So, as regards to a goy, now we know there's a Gemara says in Kiddushin, in Bamatzia, that we learn atem gam atem. One of the sources of the concept of shlichus, that means, first one's when you kaddish a woman, the Kiddushin, you can send a shliach to do it for him on his behalf. The concept of shlichus, that he represents you and he has the power to do kinyonim for you. So, The Gemara says Atem Gam Atem. We learn Gam Atem. We need to include the Shliach. You can. It's referring to Truma. You can take Truma, and also your Shliach can take Truma. So the Gemara learns out though that a Goy cannot be a Shliach for you. It has to be Ben Beris. So Goy is not cannot be a Shliach for you. The Shaila is here. What are we trying to do? We're trying to achieve that the Goy is being Soita, in effect, Koina, the location of a Chometz, and the Chometz in it should automatically should be Koina it, because it's in his domain now. So that means the question is, can a Goy have a Kinyan Chotzer? So we saw, Chaya, that a Goy is not included in the parish of Shalichos.
How is it working out?
So he's coming to the chotz.
You're
doing schiras to the king of shtar or kesef. He's renting the location of the chometz and the right. So now, right. So now, yes. Yeah, so now, if you hold it, if a goy can be coming to the chotz, he should automatically be coming to the chometz, which is in the chotz, king of chotz. So the shayla is that since we see that a goy is not including the parish of Shalichos, he hasn't got the power of Shalichos, so he should not be able to, his chotzer cannot work as a shliach for him. Because, as we say, normally in the scenarios involved with chometz, he's not adjacent to the chotzer. Everyone, if he'd be adjacent to the chotzer, we said, that would not work as a shliach, that would work, it's like his yad, his hand. It definitely can be coined in his hands, was placed in his hands. So, in normal scenarios of Mechiras chometz, he's going to have to work with Teras Shalichos. So can a goy, it's called to work with Teras Shalichos. So the Shach says that even though a goy cannot be a shliach for a Jew, or a Jew cannot be a shliach for a goy can be a shliach for a goy. So therefore, this goy, he's asking his chotzer, please be my shliach. So we can look at it as though his shliach has got, like him, he's a goy. So a goy can ask a goy to be shliach. So his chotzer, like him, so to speak, is a goy. And it'll work with Teras Shalichos for him. That is the Shitta of the Shach. Although this too, the Ketzois, other Poskim Acholet. So we don't find any, we see that he's not included in the Parasha Shalichos. He's totally got no, included in this Parasha. So as we saw, so therefore, regarding Chotzer, this whether it's valid for a non-Jew in this, is in this scenario of Mechiras Chometz, essentially Machloikas, and it's definitely appropriate for the sale of Chometz. And this is a Kinyan Daraisa. That leaves us now. Sorry, if it's Kiyad, then it would work, definitely. Chotzer, yeah. Yeah, because if he's adjacent, Goy is coin whatever's placed in his hand. But we said normal scenarios of Chiris Chometz would be he's not adjacent to the Chatzeris, obviously. So now let's turn to Edisa. So Edisa, which we don't have time to go into it too much, is a very subtle Kinyan. Basically, there is a concept of Hidas Baldin Kamea Edim. It means that if a person in front of Edim declares, if I say I owe you £100, and I say that in front of Edim, and it's obvious that I'm sincere, even though we know otherwise, it's not true, I do not owe you £1,000, I'm chayv to you. Hidah zon kemei Edim, there's no way you can contradict a declaration of Hidah from someone who's coming to be mechayv and sells money. So, the Gemara in Kuf Mem Tes and Baba Basra says, so too a person can say, this item belongs to you. I have Shulchan Aruch, it's mine, everyone knows it's mine. If I declare, this belongs to you, it belongs to you. You don't, that in itself could maybe constitute a kinyan. So, Shaila, one, this maybe then could also, could be a solution for Kiris Chometz. The Jews declaring, this Chometz belongs to you, the Goy. This essentially constitutes a Kinyan. The problem with that is that many Poskim speak out, that Taz says that since this is not the reality, we know it doesn't belong to the person I'm trying to give it to, in this case to the Chometz, does not belong to the Goy. So it could be that as regards to commerce and relating to the money between me and the non-Jew, he's allowed to act as though it's his. But Klapi Shemaya Galia, in regards to literally Shemayim to heaven, we know that there's been no transfer of ownership here. So when it's dealing with Isurim, like Bal Yorei Bal Yemotzeh, we can't rely on this legal fiction here. When it comes to Mominus, okay, I allow the non-Jew to do what he likes with it. Okay, that's the Kinyan, that's it. Well, if we want to know, Libda Emes, has there been a transfer of ownership? There hasn't been. So the Taz says this would not circumvent Isurim D'Oraisa. And this is also Shitta of Tosfos,
understand that there has to be a proper transfer of ownership.
No, because the Hidas Badin means that this non-Jew is entitled, since I've made this declaration, he's entitled now to act as though it's his, because no one can contradict it. Even if all the Edom in the world come, no one can say it doesn't belong to you. He said it does.
It is his.
No, it's not. That's the point. The point is that Kapish Magali really has been no Kenyan. He's entitled to act with it as though it's his, because no one can contradict him. And I've owned up, I said it's his, and I don't mind. The owner doesn't mind, so no one can contradict this. So therefore, he can act as though it's his. No one else can say it's theirs, because there's been this declaration, and no one contradicts it. However, there hasn't in effect been a real transfer of ownership, Klapishmaya Galia. So therefore, this. No, if it's Adisa, we're referring to the Kenyan Adisa. If one wants to use this Kenyan Adisa, which works, operates through a Haidah, this declaration, that will not, has said, be effective to circumvent Isuri Doiraisa. Because Isuri Doiraisa has to have been, it's Isurim, there has to have been an actual transfer to happen. It's not enough, it's not just an anhoga, you know, acting as though something has happened. So that is the shit of the Taz. It's also my colleague, the Ketzoi says, Chayla, Ketzoi says, no, it is a real Kenyan. So this, that is for non Jews, Machloikas. And is appropriate for the sale of chametz, and it could be that it's only a kinyan drabonon, so it'll be another issue with it. Okay, so and situmta is basically means that any kinyan which is a normal way in the of commerce to enact firm ownership is valid according to halacha. It could be handing over the keys. Gemara and Bogan Sigur's example of putting a stamp on a barrel. That's a sign of ownership, of transfer of ownership. Even though this is not mentioned in Shulchan, that constitutes Kinyan, Situmta. So this question is, where if we have a concept of Situmta, where seems to be, from what I've spoken to lawyers, in English law, there's no concept of a Maisa Kinyan. A verbal agreement is what binds someone. So there's no real concept of a Maisa Kinyan, of an act that triggers a transfer of ownership. So it's debatable whether this is applicable in today's system of commerce, where there is a concept of situmta. Okay, so to summarize quickly, we have come up with the only way to that you should have a kinyan, a kula alma, an all poskim, would be if you do kesef and mashicha. Mashicha is really poskim, there are poskim who say kesef. Those are only if you do those two kinyanim, you're covered, definitely. No sofik, you'll have a good, valid, proper kinyan. Problem is that Mashicha, which is a shit of roif poskim, is not appropriate for Mechiras Chametz. So therefore, if we look at all the other kinyanim, depend on Machalik Sapoiskim, at the best, Machalik Sapoiskim. And we know by Momen, halach is when you have a sofik in Momen, if I do a kinyan, sofik with kinyan is valid, what do you do when you have a sofik in Momenus? What's the din? When you have a sofik in Momenus, muhsik, hamois mechavarai, we leave it by the muhsik. So if we do this kinyan with a non-Jew, and it's a sofik in halacha, but this kinyan has been valid, halacha, hamois mechavarai, the money stays where it is, which means by the Jew.
That'd be muska, the cupboard where the is, then it's the goyis. That'd be muska, I've rented it to him. I'm muska the area where the chumas is,
right.
And I'm selling the chumas in that area.
So, here's the thing. I think you have a point. If you,
it may be even
house,
but I must have an area where I keep my
chumas. Must be area. Yeah, but he's saying the entire muhsik. Would he have a din of muhsik if it's in the rishus of the soicha? I mean, you have to know whether it's a question if you have the soicha and the maskir. Who would? That might be a solution. If you have, who was the muhsik? Soicha is muhsik. Okay, it could be all right. It has to know if the schiras is, because the schiras essentially is really giving him rights to store the chometz there. Yeah, it could be right that would help for schiras makom. But all in all, as we said, to have a valid kinyan, definitely according to Shitzer, all the poskim, it should be with a kesef in Mashicha. And the gentleman has mentioned could be the fact that now in his Rishus he's considered Muslim, so he'll be entitled to say that it's mine, I've got the Chometz. So basically in the Shtar Mechira, I've got time to go through it, you can look through it, a Shtar Mechira will typically involve most of the Kinyonim that we've mentioned. In order to ensure to be covered by all the Kinyonim, we said you have Shtar, you have Agav, you have Kesef, Chotzer, Yedisa, Chalipin. You can see we've underlined, to be covered, we try and incorporate as many kinyonim as possible. Just quickly, the problem would still remain with the deraisa drabonon, because agav is only kinyon drabonon. So a lot of the kinyonim here are drabonon, and a lot of shittas are placed to say that kinyon drabonon does not help as regards to kinyon deraisa, regarding suri deraisa. So that, I've got time to go into that now, but like we said, Chiris Chometz tries and covers everything, incorporates most of these kinyanim. Okay. Thank you.